Some more red. Ah, come closer and don't be shy. Would you like to take a look at the world of Wittenberg painter Lucas Cranach the Younger? Here you see before you a scene half scriptural and half courtly. Secular princes and the reformers at a table with Christ, Prince of Heaven, at the Last Supper with bread and wine. You know, one of the points that sparked Luther's conflict with the Pope. Now then, not too close. Stand here with me before the set table for the time being, at the edge of the picture in front of the wine chiller with the wine jug. As cupbearer, I'm not entitled to another spot, and we don't want to disturb the men's conversation. But you're right, I should tell you who they are. You recognise some of them, Christ himself in the centre, Magister Melanchthon, Luther's closest companions on his left, Prince George III of Anhalt on his right, called the Pious because he introduced the Reformation in his principality with extreme resolve, and Dr. Luther next to him. Does that seem presumptuous or even blasphemous to you? Our contemporaries weren't troubled by a portrayal of Luther and his companions in a picture with Jesus Christ. We considered the reformers to be the restorers of the pure gospel, that is, the successors to the apostles. The rulers of both kingdoms, the earthly and the heavenly, are seated at one table. Why not? Empty? Your goblet? Oh, forgive me, illustrious prince, I wasn't paying attention. Oh. Now, to continue, the man humbly kneeling and praying to the left in front is the person to whom this epitaph painting is dedicated. Prince Joachim of Anhalt, son of Georg III, and himself a great champion of the Reformation. Among the others in the group, you might know Johannes Bugenhagen, Justus Jonas, Caspar Kreuziger, all of them major Protestant theologians and scholars. In short, you have Cranach the Younger's world together here, a panorama of the Reformation. Who you won't discover in the group, or in the exhibition, or anywhere else, is the painter himself. Cranach the Elder, his father, evidently had him paint his own portrait, also even added his portrait to biblical scenes. Such portraits of his son don't exist. Perhaps he didn't desire the recognition, or lacked confidence. At any rate, there is no portrait of him, or maybe there is. I'll tell you a secret. Are you familiar with the Cranach coat of arms granted him by the Elector? Now, if you aren't, you'll run into it in these rooms frequently enough. The ringed serpent with the ruby ring in its mouth, the emblem and trademark of the Cranach workshop. And now take a closer look at my left hand. The signet ring I'm wearing on my index finger. A winged serpent. So, put two and two together. Yes, correct. You've not only been chatting with a court cupbearer who has the privilege of serving the wine at the table of the princes, as well as the table of the Last Supper, but also talking with Master Lucas himself. Might this be true? I would tell you if I wanted to.